This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
They will stand trial in August in Washington, D.C. Five members of the Proud Boys. The AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The former top leader of the far-right extremist group and other members have been charged with seditious conspiracy for what federal prosecutors say was a coordinated attack on the U.S. Capitol. Former Proud Boys chairman Henry Enrique Tarrio and four others linked to the group were previously charged with different conspiracy counts. More than three dozen people charged in the Capitol siege have been identified by federal authorities as Proud Boys leaders, members, or associates.
You'll have to be 21 now to buy a semi-automatic rifle in New York under a new law signed by Governor Kathy Hochul.
When we see loopholes, we close them. When we see laws that need to be strengthened, we strengthen them. And if anyone tries to evade our laws, we stop them, because this is a moment of reckoning for us as New Yorkers and as Americans.
The Russians say they've taken control of large parts of eastern Ukraine, and now the Russians are beginning to return the bodies of Ukrainians from the destroyed Mariupol steel plant. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Dozens of Ukrainian fighters killed at the Azovstal steelworks have been returned to Ukraine by the Russian occupiers of the fortress-like plant in the destroyed city of Mariupol, where their last-ditch stand became a symbol of resistance against Moscow's invasion. The dead taken from the ruins of the bombed-out mill were transferred to Kiev, where DNA testing is underway to identify the remains.
Gas is $4.92 a gallon this morning. Blame high demand and the rising cost of oil, says the AAA. There are primary elections in seven states today, including California. This is AP News. Young teenage figure skaters won't be competing in the Winter Olympics as of 2026.
The International Skating Union voted to raise the minimum age for figure skaters at senior international events to 17, meaning no 15-year-olds will be competing at the 2026 Olympics in Italy. The new rule will phase in with 16-year-olds allowed during the 2023-24 season. The governing body said it had a duty to protect the physical and psychological health of adolescent athletes who are being pushed to compete difficult quadruple jumps. The change was in the works even before the unsettling controversy at the Beijing Olympics that focused public outrage at the Russian team's treatment of 15-year-old Kamila Valieva, who skated exquisitely in the early rounds but came under heavy stress when a positive doping test was revealed and was berated ringside by her coach after a main routine filled with errors. I'm Jennifer King.
Europe is blaming Russia for a looming global food crisis, pointing to the war in Ukraine. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.